姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
你知道在主日敬拜聚会当中
，during Sunday worship，
啊，服侍的人当中
，among those who serve，
最辛苦的是谁
？Who works the hardest？
或者说谁最累
？Who's the most tired？
是翻译的
，the translator。You tell me this now？
I know, Kelly 现在在想。我今天在干嘛
？Mistakes were made. Mistakes were made.
Yeah, 我在教会服侍翻译二十年，二十多年。
Pastor James translated for 20 years.
从十九岁的时候开始服侍。
From the age of 19.
那年轻的时候根本不会觉得累。
When you're young, you don't think of it as tiring.
但是你年纪越大，就发现那个工作真是辛苦啊。
The older you get, the harder it is.
你知道讲道的时候，你们坐在下面的就是听。
When you're preaching, those who are listening, you just sit there.
然后你甚至还可以睡。
You can even sleep.
然后你听了忘了也没人管，对不对
？And if you hear it and then you forget about it, that's okay.
但是这个做翻译的就辛苦了。
But when you're translating, you can't do that.
你聚精会神的去听。
You have to pay close attention.
那听完了还要去消化，然后还用另一个语言讲出来。
And after you listen to it, you have to absorb it and immediately spit it back out in a different
language. 然后你发现呢、啊，这个。站讲台上面一站站一个多小时
，and then you realize you're standing here for over an hour。
然后等到你翻译完了坐下来
，and when you're finally done, you sit down。
放松了
，you can relax。
然后就发现脖子硬了
，and you realize your neck is tense。
然后发现那个膝盖那个血液啊循环不好
，and your blood is no longer circulating。
所以呢，我刚刚就特别跟 Kelly 姊妹提了，你只要动一下。
So, Pastor James told me specifically, I need to make sure to move around and not lock my knees.
Brad, 你知道，就像那个结婚的那个婚礼的时候，那个新娘站在那边站太久，最后昏了。
So you're not going to be like a bride who stands way too long for a very long wedding service, who then faints.
对，所以呢，早上那个Frank 弟兄跟我们说，替他们祷告，的确，我们替他们祷告。
So when Brother Frank told us to pray for them, yes, pray for them.
要实际的祷告啊。
To pray constantly.
不是只是说说而已。
You don't just say it.
因为当我们在教会里服侍的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们不是只是在办事。
Because when we're serving in church, we're not just completing a task.
我们不是做一件事情给人看。
We're not just doing something for other people.
我们是要有神的灵在我们心中给我们的动力。
We need God's spirit in our heart to give us motivation.
然后我们因为爱神，我们因为爱弟兄姐妹，我们因为爱教会，我们愿意服侍。
And because we love God, we love our brothers and sisters, and we love our church, we're willing to come and serve.
讲道的也好，翻译的也好，做主席也好，扫地也好，招待也好，不论任何的服事。
Whether you're the pastor, whether you're the interpreter, whether you're the chairperson, whether you serve in music or you're the usher, it's all service.
对不对？你是幕后的工作，你是这个传福音的，或者是你是这个支持的，不论如何，我们这都是服事的心啊。
Whether you're the one preaching the gospel, or you play a role in support, we're all serving God.
因为我们要看见的是神的灵在我们任何的服事之后，他实际的工作。
Because we're looking for God's spirit after our serving, how God's spirit works among us after we serve.
那讲到祷告，今天的主题就是祷告。
Speaking of prayer, the topic of today's sermon is about prayer.
祷告是一个基督徒在他生命当中不可或缺的一部分。
This prayer is a very basic part of a believer's life that cannot be lacking.
因为这是我们跟神的沟通。
Because this is how we communicate with God.
这是我们对他的赞美。
This is how we praise God.
这是让我们能够听见神，并且能够得到他丰富、丰盛祝福的管道。
This is how we can hear God and how we receive His blessings.
祷告最基本的定义就是与神交谈。
The most basic definition of prayer is talking to God.
这不是一种我们个人在内在的一种冥想，或说是一个自我的反思。
This is not about just meditation or a period of self-reflection.
这是一个我们与神直接面对面的对话。
This is us talking to God face to face.
这是一个人在我们的灵魂当中 与那位创造我们灵魂的神在进行交流。
This is for our souls to then come and communicate with the creator of our souls.
你知道我们借着祷告一个属神的儿女。
We are
through prayer, 借着祷告。
Through prayer, we are children of God.
不是，借着祷告一个神的儿女。
Oh, through prayer, a child of God.
能够来到神的面前，能够将他的思绪，能够将他的情感，能够将他的追求和愿望对神诉说。
It is through prayer that a child of God can then express our fears, our desires, our hopes.
借着祷告，我们能够听见神对我们说话。
It is through prayer that we can hear God speak to us.
而且呢，是借着祷告，一个人才能够看见神是怎么样用大能大力的来回应我们的祷告。
And it is through prayer that we can see how God uses His great power and His great omnipotence to respond to us.
圣经上面告诉我们说，我们要恒切的祷告。
The Bible tells us we must be constantly in prayer.
这是神的话呼召我们要去做的。
This is what God's word tells us to do.
今天我们的重点经文就是罗马书十二章十二节。
The passage that we will be talking about today is Romans 12:12.
这是从罗马书第十二章里面摘录的一节经文。
So we're taking a passage out of the book of Romans.
那罗马书十二章里面讲到的是一连串神对基督徒所给的一个非常美好的一个教导和鼓励的一段经文。
And this verse is a beautiful teaching from God that encourages us believers.
这是圣经里面我所喜爱的经文当中最喜爱的经文之一。
This is one of Pastor James' most favorite verses in the Bible.
我跟Cindy结婚的时候，我们有读这段，有读这章经文。
This was the verse that was at their wedding when he married Cindy.
罗马书十二章十二节怎么说呢？
What does Romans chapter 12 verse 12 say?
你在圣经里面翻到，或我们在这个上面，我们一起念神的话。
Turn to your Bible and let's read it together.
在盼望中要喜乐，在患难中要坚忍，祷告要恒切。 Okay, let's also read it in English together. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. 祷告要恒切。
Prayer must be constant.
这个恒切这个字在希腊原文，也就是圣经的原文里面叫做 proskotereo。
The word constant in the original Greek of the Bible is the word proskotereo。
这个字啊，它的意思就是说你要去持续的做一件事情。
What this word means is to persist in something。
然后呢，你要勤奋的去做。
To be diligent,
去坚持的去做。
To persevere.
他不但只是说到这件事情是重要的。
Not just that this thing is important.
他说我们要能够有毅力的，而且要能够完全投入的去做。
We must endure in doing it, and diligent in doing it.
那这个字在新约圣经里面有一个很突出的地方。
There's something unusual about this word in the New Testament.
这个字 proskotereo 在新约里面五次用到，都是讲到祷告。
The five times it's mentioned in the New Testament, it's in reference to prayers.
那当他讲到祷告的时候呢，那圣经就把它翻译说是要时常的祷告。
When it speaks of prayer,The Bible translates it to being constant in prayer.
它可以说是要不间断的祷告。
To be steadfast in prayer.
然后呢，或者说是你要专注于祷告。
Or to be devoted in prayer.
所以我们可以说，从圣经里面的描述就是。
So if what the Bible tells us.
它描述一个正常或健全的基督徒。他就是要有一个恒切祷告的生活。
What the Bible tells us in referencing to prayer by using this word, it tells us that we should have a life of prayer that is constant.
所以，那当你 立定心意，在2023年当中要每日亲近神，要每日经历神的时候呢？
So when you set your goal to walking with the Lord and experience Him daily this year,
你应该也问问自己，
you ask yourself,
我是不是有恒切的祷告？
Am I constant in prayer?
这当然不是说你什么事都不用做，只要祷告就好了。
Now, this doesn't mean you don't do anything and you just sit around and pray.
但是这里所讲到的是祷告要成为这么的自然，啊，这么的正常，就属于你生活当中的一部分。
What this means is prayer should be such a natural part of your life and an essential part of your life. It's like breathing.
就像呼吸一样，像呼吸一样，你就经常经常的在做。
Like breathing, it's just something you do all the time.
所以呢，保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十七节里面同样讲到，就是说要不住的祷告，同样的意思。
So when Paul says pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, that's what it means.
那当我们讲到恒切的祷告，
when we talk about being constant in prayer,
我想他所描述的是一个人啊，在祷告的时候有一个恒切祷告的样式。
I surmise that when it's speaking of a person constantly in prayer, there's something that they picture in mind.
Yeah, a pattern, right?
A pattern. Yeah, a pattern.
有一个样式。那这个样式每个人可能都不同。
And this pattern for each person may be different.
每个人都不同，但是呢，却一定都是很明显的。
It won't be the same for everyone, but it will be something significant.
怎么说呢？
What does that mean?
一个恒切祷告的人跟一个不恒切祷告的人就是不一样。
Someone who's constantly in prayer and one who is not, there's a difference.
那么神知道他的不同。
And God will know the difference between them.
然后呢，神会要跟我们对账的。
And God will
hold us accountable to it, right?
Call us into account.
那我们有没有恒切的祷告呢？
So have you been constant in prayer?
在你的生活当中，你有没有一个能够被称为恒切祷告的一个样式呢？
Is there a pattern of praying in your life that can fairly be called being constant in prayer?
我想我们都能够同意，我们都能够同意啊，有些的祷告不能称为恒切的祷告。
I think we would agree that there are some kinds of prayers or some kind of praying we can't construe as being constant in prayer.
那个只在生活当中遇见了危机我们才来祷告，这不是恒切的祷告。
Praying only when a crisis enters your life, that is not a pattern of being constant in prayer.
只在吃饭之前祷告。
Praying only at meal times.
那这是一个样子，这是一个样子，可是不是恒切的祷告。
Now that is a pattern, but is that truly being constant in prayer?
如果我们只在吃饭之前祷告，我们觉得这符合或说反映出神说我们要恒切祷告的样子吗？
Is only praying before your meals really what God means when He says He wants us to be constant in prayer?
那当你只在你想要东西或者是你觉得这个你有需求的时候，你才来神的面前祷告，这可能不是恒切的祷告。
When you only pray when you're asking for God something, when you want something, that's not being constant in prayer.
或者是你到了停车场，你要找停车位，然后你说神啊，帮助我，这可能不是恒切的祷告。
When you're circling the parking lot.For the 15th time, and you're really looking for a parking spot, and you're yelling, "Help me, Lord!" That's not being constant in prayer.
这些是祷告。
These are prayers.
而且也是挺不错的祷告。
And they're good prayers.
我们只是说这样子的祷告不叫做恒切的祷告。
But what we're saying is that these examples don't show someone who's constant in prayer.
但是当我们去想，如果一个人
，When we think about a person.
他不但是找停车位的时候祷告，
They don't only pray when they need to find parking.
他出门之前为了他行车安全他祷告。
He prays for his safety before he leaves the house.
他的孩子 16岁了开始自己驾车的时候天天为孩子祷告。
When their child who is now 16 and driving on their own, he prays for this child every day.
小孩上学替他祷告。
They pray for their child when they go to school.
又听见美国某某地方又有枪击案，你就开始为你的家人和你的这个孩子祷告。
When you hear about another mass shooting somewhere in this country, you start praying for your family and your friends and your children.
然后呢，你饭前啊向神祷告谢饭。
And they always say grace and give thanks to the Lord before every meal.
同时每天晚上睡觉之前啊跟神祷告。
And they pray and have time with the Lord before bed every night.
早上起来第一件事情就是跟神祷告。
The first thing they do when they get up in the morning is to pray.
那这个人在他的生活当中，当他有需要的时候。
And when this person, when they are in need in their life,
当他碰到危机的时候,
when they have a crisis,
他同样祷告,
he will still pray.
你就发现这个画面就开始渐渐进入到了一个什么叫做恒切祷告的一个模式了。
This picture comes together for us of what a life in constant prayer looks like.
神对我们这一群跟随主耶稣基督的人啊, 我想他是有着更深更好的期盼。
You gotta translate that.
神对我们这些跟随主耶稣基督的人,
for those of us in Christ Jesus,
神对我们有更多的盼望,
God has a greater hope for us.
因为他要把更好的给我们,
because he wants to give us something better.
因为他有更多更好的祝福要给我们,
because he has bigger and better blessings for us.
因为他有更多更好的要让我们经历,
because he has bigger and better experiences for us.
所以他才要我们恒切的祷告。
That's why he wants us to be in prayer constantly.
我们的确是需要为着我们自己还有我们身边人的需要祷告。
We should pray for the needs of ourselves and those around us.
而且这也是好的。
And this is a good thing.
但是祷告的功效不止于此。
But that's not the only purpose of prayer.
A.W. Tozer 或陶树, 牧师曾经这样子说,
A.W. Tozer said,
他为我们想了一个警钟, 警铃, 他想了一个警铃,
What's a 警铃?
Warning.
Oh, he gave us a warning.
Yeah. 他说, 基督徒在祷告这件事情上面, 总是会面对一个危险, 就是一不小心我们就把它沦落成为一种属灵的淘金热。
The warning A.W. Tozer gave believers was prayer among evangelical Christians is always in danger of degenerating into a glorified gold rush.
可是我们知道, 神不是阿拉丁神灯里面的那个灯神啊。
God is not a genie in a lamp from Aladdin.
他不是说你只要有任何的愿望, 我都为你实现。
He doesn't give us everything we wish for.
他也不是一个无能软弱的神, 是被我们的祷告去控制。
He is also not a weak God who just does our bidding.
只要我们祷告, 他就不得不遵行。
He's not the kind of weak God that has to listen to us and give us what we want.
不是, 他是创造宇宙万物的神。
No, he is the creator of all heaven and earth.
他是创造天地的神。
He created everything.
他是全能的。
He is all powerful.
他是有完全的智慧。
He is all wise.
但是同样他是有完全的慈爱。
But he's also all loving.
然后完全的呵护。
And all caring.
他永远是记挂他所爱的子民。
He is always thinking of and giving the best to his
children. 而且他永远是要将他最好的赐给他们。
He only wants to give those he loves the best.
所以祷告这件事,
So when it comes to prayer,
当我们遵照神的心意,
when we act according to God's will,
然后去了解他,
and we understand God,
然后去操练他,
and to practice this,
我们就发现祷告是神赐给我们最好的礼物。
We realize that prayer is the best gift God could give us.
祷告能够使我们敬虔来认识神。
It is prayer is the means by which we can come to know God more.
祷告也能够使我们能够更多的经历他在我们生活当中丰富的供应和祝福。
And prayer is the means to which we get to experience the fullness of His blessings in our life.
当我在想，我们要如何的去对付祷告的障碍的时候。
When I think about the obstacles to prayer that I could talk about.
我想有些原因是因为我们不明白为什么要祷告，这是一个为什么的问题。
I think one of the big issues is we may not understand why we pray.
那有些呢，可能是因为我们不明白该如何祷告，所以这是一个如何的问题。
And for some of us, it may be we don't know how to pray.
所以呢，今天早晨我想从这两方面着手。
So we want to discuss the subject from these two angles.
可是呢，我要强调。
But I want to emphasize.
我心中的希望和期盼。
That my desire and hope
是当我们学习
that after we learn
或者说我们再次被提醒
or we've been reminded of
知道为什么之后
and we know why
更重要的是我们的心能够被眺望能够被激励
more importantly our hearts may be reinvigorated and be committed
yeah, 我们能够愿意再次的怎么样更新立志
We want to be renewed in our commitment.
我们愿意好好的把如何祷告这件事能够贯彻。That we can follow through with a renewed commitment to the how. 然后呢，我们能够怎么样在祷告这件事情上面能够更上一层楼。
That we can reach new levels when it comes to constant prayer.
然后我们在2023年当中，我们能够成为一个恒切祷告的人。
That in 2023 we can become a person who is constant in prayer.
好，所以呢，我们首先我们来回答为什么要祷告。
So the first question we ask is why pray?
我给三个原因。
I'll give you three reasons.
第一个。
Number one.
圣经说我们要祷告。
The Bible tells us to pray.
那说如果圣经这样说，那我们就照着神去话去做。
And if God tells us to do this, we should do it.
是不是？神说话了，我们就照做。
God spoke, so we should obey.
我们今天读的这个经文里面讲到说，我们要恒切祷告。
The passage that we focus on today says we should be constant in prayer.
神说要让我们恒切祷告。
God says for us to be constant in prayer.
所以如果我们不做。
So if we don't do that,
那我们就是违背神的话啦。
Then we would be disobeying His word.
是不是？我们就没有在听神的话。
We will not be listening to Him.
我想违背神的话和不听神的话是愚蠢的。
When you disobey God and you don't do what He tells you, that's stupid.
I got that word in the sermon. That's pretty good. 愚蠢的，啊，是危险的。
It is dangerous.
那么，有些人可能说，祷告对我来讲就是不容易。
For some people, you might say, "Well, it's really hard for me to pray."
啊，我就是没有办法祷告。
I have a really hard time praying.
没有关系。
That's okay.
你是正常的。
You're normal.
因为呢，你可以认为你自己是正常的，没有关系。
You can consider yourself normal. That's okay.
是一个正常的，但是是一个软弱的，然后是一个退后的，然后是一个有罪的人。
As someone who's normal, fallen, and sinful.
那没有关系，因为我们都是这样子。
And that is okay because that's all of us.
我们都有我们的挑战，我们都是有我们做不到的，但是神知道。
We all have our battles, and we all have things that we can't do, but God knows this.
虽然如此，我们还是要去抵制，来抗拒这种态度。
Despite how bad we are, we still need to fight against this attitude.
我们用神的话来鼓励自己啊。
We must encourage ourselves with God's word.
我们总是不要让我们自己的肉体和软弱，或者说因为跟随世俗情欲的倾向啊，让它来控制你我。
Don't let your flesh, your weaknesses, and the worldly inclinations rule you and control you.
神不是说要恒切的祷告吗？
Didn't God say to be constant in prayer?
那我们有一个方向。
So we have a direction.
我们有一个志向。We have the desire, right? We have a goal. 就是 我们要去争取它。
We need to fight for this.
Okay. 所以第一个，神说了，我们就做。
So the first point is, God said it, so we got to do it.
那第二呢？我们来看圣经里面的记载，让我们看见祷告是大有功效的。
The Bible has many examples that tell us that prayer accomplishes many things.
那不但是在圣经当中我们看见祷告是大有功效的，并且神给我们有同样的应许。
And not only do we see examples of this in the Bible,
就是我们必然看见神以大能大力来回应我们的祷告。
We also see examples of this in our own lives when we pray to God and He grants us our requests.
这礼拜当我在准备 这段讲章的时候，
When Pastor James was preparing his sermon this week,
因为过去几周神就把这个祷告的这篇这个信息的必要性摆在我的心中。
God placed a burden to preach on prayer in his heart.
那要准备讲章的时候，准备要传扬神的话的时候，首先就是要进到神的话里面。
So before he preaches preaches God's word, he must dig into God's word.
Yeah. 我就到圣经里面，我就。整本圣经里面
He went through the entire Bible.
我就去找，我尽我可能的把所有关于祷告的经文全部都看。
So he looked up every passage he possibly could about prayer.
就发现啊，圣经里面是充满着祷告的记载，祷告的功效，还有这个祷告的人是怎么样的一个人。
And he realized the entire Bible is filled with accounts of prayers that were heard by God, the power of prayer, and how effective it is in changing people's lives. We see how God listens to the prayers of people. And how through prayer a person experiences the great power of God. And we see how through prayer their lives have changed.
我们就看见人的生命得到怎么样的供应。
We see what God has provided through prayer.
整本圣经当中，甚至可以这样子说，是每一页里面，从创世纪到启示录，都可以看见祷告。
On every page of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, you will see prayer in there.
然后你会发现啊，一个经历神越多的人
，You'll see that somebody who experiences God.
而且是经历神那种超自然，我们思想不透的那种大能的供应的那些人
，The people who experience God in a supernatural way we can't truly understand，
也就是那一些对神认识最深的人
，Those are the people who know God the most。
你就发现，我就发现，他们的生命是离不开祷告的。
And you realize this is because in their lives。Prayer is a constant part of it.
祷告在他们的生活当中是不分开的。
Their lives and their constant prayers are inextricably linked.
你想想看。
Think about it.
在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament.
因为祷告。
Because of prayer.
亚伯拉罕他战胜了四个王联合起来的军队。
Abraham triumphed over the armies of four kings.
因着祷告，犹太人脱离了埃及，脱离了在埃及做奴隶的痛苦。
The Jews were delivered from the suffering of slavery in Egypt.
因为祷告，约书亚他克服了恐惧，然后得到了无比的勇气。
Because of prayer, Joshua overcame his fear and was filled with courage from God.
因着祷告。这个不能生育的哈拿得到了一个儿子。
Hannah, who was barren, through prayer received a son.
而且不是一个普通的儿子。
And this was no ordinary son.
是伟大的先知，伟大的祭司撒母耳。
Her son ended up being the great prophet and the great priest Samuel.
然后不但得到了儿子，他心中所有的苦楚得到了安慰。
Not only did she receive her son, she was also comforted from her sorrow.
借着祷告
Because of prayer,
大卫战胜了哥利亚
David slew Goliath.
借着祷告，所罗门王得到了举世无双的智慧
Because of prayer, King Solomon received wisdom like no other.
因为祷告，先知以利亚他将一个寡妇 死了的儿子使他复生。
Through prayer, Elijah resurrected the dead son of a widow.
同样借着祷告，他呼召火从天而降。
And also through prayer, Elijah called down fire from heaven.
西西家王因为祷告
，King Hezekiah through prayer,
他的病得了医治。
He was healed from his illness.
这是他的，他是绝症，他将要死的，而这个疾病他得了医治。
He was on the verge of death and he was healed.
然后神延续了他的生命十五年。
And God gave him 15 more years to live.
借着祷告，诗篇的作者在神的面前献上他们的颂赞。
Because of prayer, the psalmists were able to praise God.
但以理因着祷告，他能够明白尼布甲尼撒王梦的解释。
Through prayer, Daniel received the interpretation of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
然后他在狮子坑里面得到维护，生命完全没有受到伤害。
And through prayer, he was protected and unharmed while he was in the lion's den.
约拿因为祷告三天三夜在鱼腹当中，但是他最后却被释放出来。
Through prayer, Jonah was stuck in a fish for 3 days and 3 nights, but he was still freed from this.
因着祷告，旧约里面的众先知从在神的面前领受了启示。
Through prayers, the prophets received revelations from God and prophesied.
这只是旧约啊。
This is just the Old Testament.
这可能只是百分之一讲到祷告。
This is probably just 1% of the passages that talk about prayer.
对，更不用讲新约里面我们更熟悉的。
Well, let's not even get into the New Testament, which we're much more familiar with.
耶稣的祷告。
Jesus' prayers.
门徒的祷告。
The prayers of the apostles.
玛利亚的祷告
，Mary's prayers，
彼得的祷告
，Peter's prayers，
保罗的祷告
，Those are prayers from Paul。
啊，保罗，这个神在雅各书里面应许，只要你跟神祷告，跟神求智慧，他就必赐给你。
The promise in the Bible that God says He will provide wisdom to those who ask for it。
启示录里面充满着。借着祷告，对耶和华神和主耶稣基督这位我们伟大的祭司，我们的主，对他献上的敬拜和对他献上的赞美。
Praises and worship were offered to God and were received with delight in the book of Revelations.
雅各书第五章第十六节说，一人祈祷所发出的力量是大有功效的。
In James 5:16, it says, "The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and accomplishes much."
圣经中的记载，弟兄姐妹和朋友，同样今天在我们的生命当中，是让我们看见、让我们经历的。
We can also experience this in our lives today.
我自己的生命当中。
In Pastor James's own life.
在我们教会弟兄姐妹们的生命当中。
In the lives of our brothers and sisters here.
那个医生诊断出来说不能医的病
，An illness that the doctor says is incurable，
得医治
，is healed。
孩子在母腹当中，医生说存活率不到10%的孩子，最后被生下来了，而且是健健康康的。
A child that was given about 10% to an embryo to survive and thrive is actually born.Is perfectly formed and perfectly fine when they're born.
那不只是在身体的健康上面有病得医治这样子的啊奇迹。
Examples are not just from God healing us from our physical illnesses.
我们看见一个人的心灵当中没有了盼望，对未来。没有盼望，心情郁闷的人得到安慰。
We see someone who is in a dark place with no hope, but they receive comfort.
我们看见人与人之间本来是已经分离、是已经切断的关系得到恢复。
We see people who have relationships that have been severed become reconciled.
我们看见多年抵拒福音，不愿意认识耶稣，铁石心肠的人，他们的心从石心变成了肉心。
We see examples of people whose hearts are so hard and it's like it's wrapped in barbed wire, completely resistant to the gospel, suddenly open up to it, and their heart, which previously was hard as a rock, has suddenly become like flesh.
认识了耶稣，生命得了改变。
They come to know Jesus and their lives are changed.
我们看见人在危难当中受到神的维护。
We see those who are in crisis and in bad times receive the protection of God.
John Piper 牧师曾经这样说。
Pastor John Piper once said,
我们祷告，神就动工。
God acts when we pray.
并且呢，他能够在五秒钟之内完成我们五年都做不到的事。
And he can do more in 5 seconds than we can in 5 years.
这是的确的。
Amen to that.
第三，我们为什么要祷告呢？
The third point is, why do we need to pray?
我想我们需要了解生命中的需求是非常的浩大的。
We need to understand just how huge the needs in our lives are.
家庭里面的需要。
The needs in our family.
教会里面的需要。
The needs from our church.
这个世界里面的需要。
The needs of the world.
社会上的需要。
The societal needs.
我们今天所面对文化风气当中的需要。
And even the cultural needs.
我们今天面对许许多多的事情当中。
We see and we face many situations and circumstances.
事实上是天堂与地狱的对抗。
In fact, this is really a war between heaven and hell.
是信与不信的对抗。
This is a war between faith and unbelief.
是生命与死亡的对抗。
This is a matter of life and death.
保罗在罗马书第九章、第十章里面，他有这样的一个祷告。
And Paul had a prayer like this in Romans chapter 9, verse 2.
他说：“弟兄啊，我心中的期盼和我在神面前的祷告就是。”
His prayer was, brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved.
一个人的灵魂，一个人生命的去处，这个关乎生命与死亡的事情，是我们要在祷告当中去争取的。
The salvation of a person, what happens to their soul, is what hangs in the balance when we pray.
换句话说，生命跟死亡是我们要借着祷告去争取、去维护的。
In other words, life and death are what hangs in the balance, what we pray for.
这不只是教会里面增加信徒的问题而已。
This is not a matter of obtaining more believers for the church.
这世界上面没有比灵魂更有价值的东西了。
There is nothing more valuable in this world than souls.
而有些灵魂是要去到永远的死亡当中。
And there are some souls who are cast into eternal death.
在永远的痛苦当中经历死亡。
That they will be in death in horrible, horrible circumstances.
我们对人的灵魂有种什么样的心态？
What kind of thoughts and feelings do we have towards a person's soul?
今天世界上许许多多的问题都是因为灵魂没有得到拯救。
Many problems in the world today are a result of souls that are unsaved.
那不但如此，我们的健康也是我们要借着祷告去维护、去争取的。
Not only that, our health is also something that we must pray for.
我们的婚姻是要我们用祷告去维护、去争取的。
Our marriage is something that also hangs in a balance that we must constantly pray for.
我们的未来
，our futures，
我们的安全
，our safety，
我们的学业
，our studies。
我们的工作
，our jobs，
我们的与人之间的关系
，our relationships with others，
所有的一切都是我们要在祷告当中去争取、去维护的。
All of these hang in the balance that we must pray for。
在你明白生活就是战场之前，你是不会明白为什么要祷告的必要。
If you don't understand that life is war, then you will not truly understand why we need to pray.
今天我们面对祷告的最大的阻碍之一，就是我们觉得生活太顺了。
One of the greatest obstacles to praying today is that our lives are just too easy.
我们驾驭我们的生活，我们驾驭的非常的舒服，非常的能干。
Our lives are way too comfortable, and we think we're way too smart.
所以呢，我们就开始觉得，哦，是有征战的地方，但是离我很远。
So while we are aware that there is a battlefield out there, that there is a spiritual battle happening, we think it's very far from us.
看新闻，看报纸，你就知道世界别的地方有征战。
If we read the papers or we watch the news, we are clearly aware that there's lots of battles.
但是我已经为我自己维护一个很安全、很舒服的一个生活环境。
But I've already created a very comfortable little space for myself.
我喜欢。
I like it here.
然后我也不想要被其他的征战、这些纷争来搅扰我。
I don't want to be disturbed by all these unpleasant things happening.
所以我也不看新闻了。
So I refuse to watch the news.
我只要留在我自己这个很舒服、很满足的一个这个小小范围里面就好了。
So I'm going to stay in my lovely little comfortable bubble.
几年前我听到这样的一个词。
I heard the saying a few years ago.
我一开始还不明白它什么意思。
I didn't understand what it meant initially.
叫做小确幸。
I don't know what that means either.
I don't know what that is either. 小确幸怎么翻译呢？叫小确幸就是little nuggets of happiness. Little nuggets of happiness. 我说我听什么叫小确幸？What little nuggets of happiness was that?
Why nuggets? Why not something more awesome?
Because it's 所以后来就发现什么叫小确幸啊。
So I finally realized what little nuggets of happiness.
就是在生活当中，你选一些让你可以稍微满足，然后稍微高兴的东西，有就好。
So you have some things that you choose that make you happy in life.
你可以去买杯波霸，你就是一个你心里面就很满足幸福了。
You can go buy some boba, and that makes your heart happy.
对，老公早上出门工作，晚上回来，哎，不管他在外面做什么，每天只要回来就好，这我很高兴。
Your husband goes to work in the morning, and you don't really know what he's doing or what's happening. But if he comes home at night, you're happy.
老婆不满意我。
My wife is unhappy.
可是她还是帮我做饭。
But she still cooks for me.
哎呀，我觉得我很幸福，就这样就够了。
So I feel very blessed. So that's enough.
这个叫小确幸。
That means that's a little nugget of happiness.
那外面的世界是天翻地覆。
And no matter how bad it is out in the world.
那个敌人拿着战车对着你在轰了，你还是小确幸。
So the enemy literally has a tank pointed at you, but you're like, but I have my little nugget of happiness.
这个美国的世界文化道德是这么的败坏，但是我们小确幸。
The culture of society in America is in such a bad place, but we're still holding on to our little cups of boba.
我信耶稣，我不跟人讲。
I believe in Jesus, but I won't tell anybody.
我不要跟人家去引起纷争。
I don't want conflict with others.
我就留在我自己的教会里面。
So I will stay in my little church.
我们大家高高兴兴吃点东西。
And I'll be happy with my brothers and sisters.
然后讲到最好这个讲短一点。
And really hope the pastor preaches a very short sermon.
然后牧师可不可以讲点笑话？今天笑得蛮好的，所以今天可能比较成功。
And hope Pastor James will give us some jokes so we can laugh.
不要讲得太严厉，太这个严肃。
Let's not talk about anything too serious. That's going to make me sad.
不要讲得太沉重。
Let's not talk about anything too heavy.
我们今天小确幸回家，高高兴兴满足了。
I want to think about things that just make me happy.
弟兄姐妹，不要被撒旦的谎言迷惑。
Do not be misled by the lies of Satan.
你以为一个生命不借着祷告可以得到维护？
If you really think you can be protected without prayer,
你觉得我们不到那位创造宇宙万物的神面前向他祈求？
If you don't think you need to come before the creator of the universe in prayer,
你可以有安全，你可以有满足。
If you really think you can have safety and security,
你可以有平安。
Can you have peace?
盼望神真的能够开启我们真正的这个眼睛啊。
We pray that God may open up our eyes.
能够让我们看见，甚至能够让我们感觉到这个我们生命当中，我们生活周遭是有这么多的需要。
That we are able not to just see, but to really feel all the needs around us.
然后能够让我们看见，让我们能够深刻的感受到祷告的大能。
And we can not only see, but truly feel and experience the great power in prayer.
当然，还有很多其他的原因，为什么我们要祷告。
Of course, there are many, many more reasons why we should.
但是我觉得至少这三件，我们可以完全的信服他。
But these three, with these three reasons that we talk about today, that's sufficient for now.
对不对？为什么祷告呢？
Why pray?
第一，
Number one.
神吩咐我们要祷告。
Because God commands us to pray.
所以神说了，我们就照做。
When God says it, we're going to do it.
这么的简单。
It's very simple.
第二，祷告是大有功效的。
The second point is prayer accomplishes much.
我们祷告，神就动工。
When we pray, God will act.
第三，
Number three.
生命的需求是如此的浩大。
The needs are great. And life is at stake here.
Yeah. 我们讲的是影响生命的大事啊。
We're speaking of something that actually impacts lives.
那我们要如何祷告呢？
So how do we pray?
那我本来有四个方面，我想让我们来跟各位分享。
We have four.Points to talk about when it comes to how to pray.
但今天呢，我们时间是不够讲这四方面的。
But we don't have enough time to talk about all four.
所以今天我就讲第一方面。
So we're only going to get to the first point today.
当我们知道了为什么要祷告，
When we know why we pray.
然后我们在神的面前，在圣灵的感动之下，我们是心悦诚服的，愿意去做一个恒切祷告的人。
And we are moved to come before God and become a person who is constant in prayer.
我们愿意立定这个心志，我们愿意做这个决定。
We're going to make the decision.
那我们要知道怎么去祷告。
So we need to know how to pray.
那我们就要去做啊。
So we got to do it.
我的盼望是，我们能够在被激励之下，我们能够去实际的。照着圣经的教导啊，去看我们怎么样在祷告上面，我们能够操练自己。
So what I want us to do is be able to turn to the Bible and learn how to pray.
我想可能我们今天跟各位分享的有些呢方面是你们没想过的。
I think that we've probably talked about some things today that you've never thought about.
那可能有一些是你想过也听过，甚至试过，可是呢就这个。没有后续了。
There might be things that you've actually thought about, but you didn't really follow up on it.
或者说你就忘了它。
Or you just forget about it.
你忘了祷告要恒切。
You forget that prayer needs to be constant.
所以呢，这是今天跟各位的分享，就是盼望我们能够一起，我们能够描绘出一个恒切祷告的样式。
So we're going to show you a model for you, an example of what it means to be constant in prayer.
但是我不愿意就是把它变成好像一个很刻板的啊这个模式。
But I don't want to make it so this is a by the book, a very specific example of what prayer must look like.
哦，好像你就要这样子做，你不这样子做你就错。
He's not. I don't mean to say that if you don't do it exactly in this way, you must be wrong.
因为我们每一个人都是不同。
Because we're all different people.
神创造我们每个人都是不同的。
God created us all to be different.
不同的性格。
Different personalities.
不同的这个习惯。
Different practices and routines.
Yeah, different habits. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 不同的基因，对吧？有些人生出来就是跟人不一样，不是每个人生出来都跟另外一个人不一样。那所以每个人都是不同的，然后每个人的生活步调都是不一样的。
Because we're different, our lives are different.
是不是每一个人的家庭的这个组合和成员都是不同的
？Our families are different.
我们每一个人都是在一个不同的一个这个生命的阶段。
We're in different stages of life.
那我们每一个人在生活当中所对我们的要求和压力也是不同的。
We have different demands and stresses on our day.
包括我们神的儿女，我们自己在神的面前的这个灵命的成长，也是在不同的阶段当中。
We have different levels of spiritual maturity among us.
没有一个人，没有一个人是信主之后立刻就变成一个很成熟、很老练的基督徒。
There's not one person who suddenly matures overnight once they're saved.
所以也许呢，你慢慢的学习，你慢慢的操练，你慢慢成长。也许五年之后，你回来想，哇。我过去怎么是这样子做基督徒？
So we grow a little bit at a time and we work at it. In 5 years, we turn around and we look to see what we used to be like.
经常听见弟兄姐妹跟我说，
I hear brothers and sisters say,
认识耶稣真好。
Knowing Jesus is great.
不但是进入了教会。
Not only do I now enter into church.
不是只是在教会里面聚会。
Not only do I fellowship in the church.
然后呢，教会里面的人很好。
People in church are nice.
不只是如此。
Not just that.
更重要的是，我现在认识了神的话。
Now I know God's word.
我认识了神的旨意。
I know what God's commands.
我看见了神的美好。
I can see the beauty of God.
多少人就说，我为什么不早点信耶稣呢？
Why didn't I believe in God earlier?
六七十岁才认识神。
How come I waited until I was 70?
我如果十几岁就认识神，不是更好吗？
Wouldn't it have been better if I met God?
少走多少的冤枉路？
Then I would have walked much less wrong paths.
所以这些弟兄姐妹啊，我们教会里面一些年长的弟兄姐妹，特别的是为我们教会的青少年祷告。
So there's many elderly people in our church who are diligently praying for the young.
盼望的就是这些年轻的孩子不需要走我们过去不认识神的时候 走入的那些许许多多的错误和许许多多的迷途。
And their prayers for the young are so that you don't have to walk the same paths and make the same mistakes and fall into the same traps that they did when they were young.
但是不论我们今天在神的面前，我们属灵的生命是在什么样的一个阶段。
But no matter what your level of spiritual maturity is before the Lord,
我们每一个人都可以更往前踏步的。
We can all move forward.
保罗就是这样子来鼓励信徒的。
This is how Paul encouraged believers.
他常说包括对帖撒罗尼迦，包括对腓立比的信徒，他会说我知道。你们做得很好。
And he'll say this in encouragement to believers in Thessalonica and Philippi. I know you're doing well.
他说，我知道你们在神的面前都知道该怎么样的行事为人，该怎么样的讨神喜悦，你们也做得很好。
You're doing really well, and I know you understand how to act and behave in front of others.
那么就照着你们现在的这个样子，你们更进一步。
But from here on, you could do better.
好，所以今天我们就分享第一个方式，就是怎么样的去祷告呢？
So we're going to share the first of four practical suggestions as to how to pray.
我们要学习能够无拘束的，很自由的，无拘束的祷告，但是也要学习很正式的去祷告。
We have to learn how to pray in a manner that is both free but also has some formal structure.
对，什么叫做无拘束？什么叫正式呢？这讲到这个祷告的这个呈现。
What do I mean when I say free and formal, structured and unstructured?
有没有一个规章程序
？Is there an actual
structure?
Structure.
Yeah, structure or procedure to follow, right?当我们讲到恒切祷告的时候
，We talk about constant prayer.
我们就是说祷告的时候要能够有那种很自由、无阻、无拘无束的那种感受，我们去祷告。
Sometimes we will pray very free and unstructured based upon how God moves us and how we feel.
但是有的时候呢，我们是很刻意的，我们很刻意的，然后很正式的，我们规划我们的祷告。
And there's often times when we pray, when we come before the Lord, we are formal and we are very structured in how we pray.
我想，如果一个基督徒祷告的时候只是无拘无束、自由的祷告
，If a believer only prays freely and without structure,
那很多时候呢，这样子的祷告，甚至多年下来，就是变得很肤浅、很表面。
After many years of praying only free and unstructured, then your prayers probably become very shallow and very trite.
那如果你，但是一个人呢，如果祷告的时候总是非常非常的有规矩，总是非常非常的正式。
But if a person only prays very formally and very structured in how they do so,
那多年下来，这样的祷告就变得好像很机械化。
After many years, it will just become very mechanical.
很机械化，那然后久而久之就变得空洞。
And because it's so mechanical, it becomes hollow.
感谢神赐给今天美好的饮食。
Thank you, Lord, for the food.
感谢神给一个美好的一天。
Thank you, God, for this wonderful day.
Amen.
Amen.
这祷告你可以祷告二十五年啊。
You can pray this for 25 years.
到最后你都忘了你在说什么了。
And you will have no idea what you're talking about at the end of it.
所以呢，我们祷告的时候，我们要有一种很自由、很释放、无拘无束的祷告。但是这并不表示我们就没有那种啊规矩、正式的祷告。
So while we can pray freely and without structure, that doesn't mean that we do so only like that. We should also sometimes have some level of formality and structure in how we pray.
两种的祷告我们都要去学习。
We need to learn how to pray both of these ways.
因为两种的祷告都是重要的。
Because both of these ways of praying are important.
所以我们不是选一个而不去做另外一个。
This is not an either or choice.
我们也绝对不是批评，哦，这样的祷告不算祷告，这样祷告才算祷告。
We're also not criticizing saying one type of prayer is not true prayer, only the other kind of prayer is true prayer.
什么样叫做一种很自由释放无拘无束的祷告呢？
What does a prayer that is free and unstructured mean?
这种祷告啊，是我们来到神的面前。
This is the kind of prayer where we come before the Lord.
我们将我们心里面的感受
，and we pour out our heart，
我们的灵魂深处，我们的感受，我们的思想，我们的意念，任何在我们内心当中的，我们是坦然、坦诚的，在神的面前，我们向他诉说。
Everything that's in our heart, the burdens on our soul, our hopes, our dreams, our wishes.Our problems, we just display them all to God.
Samuel 的母亲哈拿在神的面前就是这样祷告。
This is how Samuel's mother Hannah prayed.
她是在这个神的会幕里面祷告。
What is 会幕？
Tabernacle.
She prayed in the tabernacle.
很正式的地方。
It's a very formal location.
然后旁边这个祭司以利也坐在那边看。
And the prophet sat next to her.
The priest.
The priest.
Yeah. Eli.Was just looking at her. 那他因为在神的面前是很自由释放，这个没有拘束的祷告。
And because she was praying in such a free and unstructured way.
因为对他来讲是我与我的主。
Because this is a conversation between her and her Lord.
他把心里面他所有的苦楚啊，他受到这个其他人的欺负，然后自己又那么多年，然后没有孩子，然后在这个社会上面好像就受人的冷落，受人的嘲笑。他在神的面前，他就将他所有一切的释放出来，一切的敞开在神的面前。
Because she was having a conversation between her and her Lord, she poured out all of her bitterness, all of her resentment, all of her, all the feelings she's built up in her.From how she was treated by people, how she was looked down upon, and the years of being infertile.
对，然后旁边这个祭司就在看他。
And the priest is just standing there looking at her.
你喝醉了。
Are you drunk?
在早上几点你就喝醉在这边
？Why are you so drunk so early in the morning?
这不是一个很好的祭司啊。
That's not a very good.
在灵里面没有跟人家有这个联系。
It's not communicating.
但是这是一种无拘束，是一种自由释放的祷告。
But that is a type of free prayer.
把我们心里面的就在神的面前呈现。
We're just unburdening ourselves to God.
那这种情形呢，你就不需要把你的祷告词，你就先写下来。
In these circumstances, we don't have to write out a script for how we're praying to God.
你要去润一润你的这个文笔。
We don't have to check our grammar.
啊，然后或者是你看一下，哎，今天的这个祷告有没有包括这几个部分呢？有没有感恩？有没有赞美？有没有认罪？有没有祈求呢？
We're not looking through our list of prayers like, do we have where we're giving thanks? Are we praying for the needs of others? Are we repenting?
或者是书架上面拿一本如何祷告的书，来我来参考一下怎么祷告，我再去祷告。
In this circumstance, we're not grabbing a book on how to pray off the bookshelf and let's study it so I can model my prayer after.
在你的生命当中，不但是你自己的生活里面，你所爱所关心的人当中，就像我们刚刚讲的，包括我们现在的社会，包括这个世界。这么多的事情，这么多的需要，你很自然的就来到了神的面前，你向他诉说。
With all the needs of not just our family, but our brothers and sisters, and all the needs of society, and all the things that are wrong in the world, we can come before the Lord and just pour out our hearts to Him.
这是很好的一种祷告。
This is a wonderful way of praying.
如果我们没有办法在神的面前这样子祷告。
If we can't pray in front of God like this,
那你跟主耶稣基督之间的关系就很难说是是否亲密。
Then it's going to be hard to say you have an intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus.
甚至可以说，如果你没有办法这样子自然的，然后这样子亲密的与神祷告，很难说主耶稣到底是不是你生命当中的救主。
If you're at a point where you are unable to pray like this to God, and you don't have this kind of intimate relationship to with Jesus where you can pour out your heart and soul to Him, then you start calling into question whether or not He is your Lord and Savior.
你能够想象一个婚姻里面是这样子的彼此沟通吗？
Can you think of a marriage with this type of communication?
哎呀，今天要跟老婆说话。
Man, I gotta talk to my wife today.
先把我要说的话写下来。
So I have to write out what I have to say to her.
这个词可能对，这个词不对啊，这个她上次不喜欢，改一下。
I got to change the sentence. She didn't like how I said it last time. I got to switch it up.
赶快去拿个参考书，跟太太沟通时要怎么说话。
I have to go find a reference book that teaches me how to communicate with my wife.
好，老婆，待会儿5:25的时候，我们可不可以坐下来，大概有15分钟的交谈？
Okay, wife, can we at 5:25 have 15 minutes to sit down and communicate with each other?
老婆坐下来，什么事啊？
And the wife sits down and goes, what?
等一下，我把我要跟你说的话写下来了。
Hold on a second, I have a script.
当然有时候你是需要的。
Sometimes you need it.
但是你一般，如果夫妻之间都是这样沟通的话，你想想看这是什么样的关系？
If this is the only way you communicate, think about what your relationship is like.
所以当我们讲到一个很亲切很亲密有实质这个感情上面的交流的关系的时候，
When we're talking about communications in a very intimate relationship,
我们就不会把它需要写下来。
We don't need to list out what we're talking
about. 我们不需要看参考书。
We don't need to look at reference books.
我们不需要把我们要说的话背上来。
We don't need to memorize what we want to say.
因为要不然的话你就显得太怎么讲太虚假了，对不对？太虚伪了。
That's a very fake and weird relationship.
当然这是讲到是一个很极端的一个例子。
Now this is a very extreme example.
但是同时呢，弟兄姐妹，我们不要忘记。
At the same time, don't forget.
当我们来到神的面前，这位伟大，这位大而可畏，这位至高的神面前的时候。
When we come before our all-knowing and all-powerful God.
我们正式的来到他的面前。
We come before him in a formal way.
献上我们献给他应得的赞美。
We give him the praise he deserves.
我们小心翼翼地来到他的面前，将我们心中所想的，将我们心中所关心的，我们呈现在他的面前。
We come before him and carefully give him our cares.
这是一种在属灵里面很深很深的一种与神之间的相交。
This is a very deep spiritual communication between you and God.
也是一种属灵的操练。
And it's a spiritual practice.
Discipline. 没有这样子的属灵操练，弟兄姐妹，我们的灵命是不会更深一步。
If you don't have this type of discipline, our spiritual lives will not grow any deeper.
我们的信心就不能够扎得更深。
Our faith will not grow.
我们的信心就不能成长得更甚。
It cannot be big. Our faith will not grow deeper or bigger.
那我今天我就只提两种，怎么样正式的祷告。
I'm going to mention two means of praying formally.
可能时间只够讲一种。
We might only have enough time for one.
没关系，因为有姊妹提醒过长老，你不需要一周就讲完嘛，你下周还有机会。
It's okay because I've had a sister remind me. You have many, many days.
但是我们至少要讲一点，对不对？这样我们今天回去以后，我们才能够操练呢。
But we need to talk a little bit so we have something to practice.
那正式的祷告怎么样祷告法
？How do we pray formally?
我们学习要第一就是我们学习用圣经的经文祷告。
We need to learn to pray using the Bible.
学习将神的话摆在我们的祷告当中。
We need to practice using God's word.
然后学习在读圣经的时候，看到圣经里面的祷告，我们学习用圣经的祷告来做祷告。
And we pray using the prayers we find in the Bible.
比如说以弗所书3:14-19。
An example in Ephesians chapter 3:14-19.
翻到那些经文啊，以弗所书第三章第十四到十九节，他说啊，这是一个祷告，对不对？这是保罗的祷告，我们就用这个祷告，祷告在我们自己的生命当中，祷告在那些我们所关心的人的生命当中。
This is a prayer from Paul, so we're going to borrow this and we're going to pray according to this.
因此，我要在父神的面前屈膝。
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father.
我要求神，他能够按着他荣耀的丰盛，借着他的灵，用他的大能，使你们内在的人能够刚强起来。
From whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being.
你看，我一面读的时候，我就一面在为你们祷告。
So as I'm reading this, I'm praying for you.
能够使基督借着你们的信，借着你们的信心，能够住在你们的心里。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
使你们既然在爱中扎根建立，就能够和众圣徒，就能够和弟兄姐妹们一同，能够领悟，能够认识基督的爱是多么的长阔高深。
So that Christ may, that you, being rooted in and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints that is in the breadth and length and height and depth.
并且我祷告神，能够让你们知道他的爱是超过人所能理解的。
And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
使你们能够被充满。
That you may be filled.
使你们能够充满神一切的丰盛。
With all the fullness of God.
有没有人请你替他们祝福过？
Has anyone asked you for a blessing before?
请你做个祝福的祷告。
Can you give a blessing to us?
这个脑筋一片空白。
And your brain is just blank.
神求你祝福他。
Lord, can you bless this person?
也祝福我。
And bless me?
Amen.
Amen.
你有没有想过用这节经文祷告啊？
Have you ever thought of using this passage as part of your prayers?
Lord,
He just repeated the whole passage. That was a lot. I've never prayed for anyone like this before.
No, I've never been prayed over like this.
I've never been prayed over like this before.
I actually don't know what I just said. But, 对不对？我没有被人用这样的祷告来祷告过啊。
No one's ever prayed like this for me before.
如果有的话，是多么的美好。
If it happened, wouldn't that be awesome?
所以我们要用圣经里面的祷告，我们来学习为人祷告。
So we can learn how to pray for others through passages in the Bible.
如果你把这节经文背起来了
，If you memorize this passage,
你就发现你可以用这段经文去为人祷告。
You realize you can now use this passage that you memorize in your prayers for others.
你可以用主导文来祷告。The Lord's Prayer.
You can use the Lord's Prayer.
主导文是在马太福音第六章。
That's in Matthew 6.
当你在祷告的时候，主导文里面的每一字每一句，你可以换成你自己的话来说。
When you pray the Lord's Prayer for every phrase, you can change it to your own words.
然后你可以把那里面的代名词转换成你祷告的对象的名字。
And the names in there, in the descriptions, you can change it to whomever or whatever it is you're praying over.
用圣经中神的命令来祷告。
Use the
command.
Use the commands of the Bible to pray.
你看马太福音，譬如说马太福音二十二章三十六节。
In Matthew 22 verse 36.
你们要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你们的神。
To love you, God, with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength.
对不对？那怎么祷告呢？
How do you pray?
主啊，
Lord,
求你帮助我。
Please help me.
帮助我的太太。
Help my wife.
帮助我的孩子。
Help my children.
求你帮助我们教会里面年长的弟兄姐妹。
Please help our elderly brothers and sisters.
求你帮助我们这个在外面宣教的弟兄姐妹。
Our missionaries out.
主啊，求你让他们能够尽心尽意。尽心尽力的爱你。
I pray, Father, that you may let them love you with all their heart, all their soul, and all their strength.
我们可以用圣经当中神的应许来祷告。
We can pray the promises of the Bible.
马太福音二十八章二十节。
In Matthew 28:20.
主耶稣基督说，我会与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Lord Jesus said he will be with us until the end of the age.
那你可以这样子祷告。
And you can pray like this.
主啊。
Lord.
你是那位在天上有完全的权柄的神。
You are an all-powerful God, Lord.
求你使我们的孩子知道。
I pray you may let our children know.
你的爱。
Know your love.
求主你让他们能够认识你的应许。
We pray they may come to know your commands.
让他们知道他们永远不会孤单。
Let them know that they will never be alone.
因为你会与他们同在，直到世界的末了。
Because you will be with them until the end of the age.
用神的应许。
God's promises.
替你的孩子祷告。
Use God's promises to pray for your children.
你可以用圣经中神的警告来祷告。
You can pray using the warnings of the Bible.
马太福音五章二十九节。
In Matthew 5:29,
主耶稣基督说啊,
our Lord Jesus said,
如果你一只眼睛让你犯罪,
if your eye causes you to sin,
你最好是把它挖出来,
you should gouge it out.
因为你如果失去了一只眼睛上天堂, 那比有两只眼睛下地狱更好。
Because it's better to go to heaven with one eye than go to hell with two eyes.
这是神话语的警告啊。
This is a warning from God.
那我们怎么祷告啊?
So how should we pray?
主啊,
Lord,
这个情欲的引诱太大了。
The temptations of lust is too big.
我是抵挡不住。
I am weak.
但是你曾说。
But you have said.
如果你的眼睛使你不能进入天国的话，你宁可要把它挖出来。
Because you have said if it is your eye that causes you to not enter heaven, you should gouge it out.
否则的话，我就下地狱了。
Otherwise, I would go to hell.
你要这样祷告的话，可马上就，你看它的功效。
If you pray like this, you'll see how God works in you.
所以，弟兄姐妹，祷告跟读神的话是分不开的。
Prayer and God's word are inseparable.
当你要学习祷告的时候，神的话摆在面前。
When you're learning how to pray, put God's word in front of you.
看着神的话。
And read God's word.
然后呢，另外一边呢，就在神的面前。祷告
and pray as you're reading.
从心中对神献上这种仰慕
from your heart to from your heart to God.
Yeah, adore God from the bottom of your heart. 读圣经不是只是让我们在知识上面认识神的话
Reading the Bible isn't an intellectual exercise, so we know the Word of God.
读圣经是让我们认识神。
Reading the Bible so we know God.
然后是让我们能够去看见神话语的力量。
So we can see the power of His word.
而神话语的力量，弟兄姐妹，是借着我们在神面前的祷告，和我们在我们生活当中所行出来的，我们能够看见神话语的功效。
Through prayers, and we can see how God's power is manifested through things that happen in our lives.
你有恒切的祷告吗？
Are you constantly in prayer?
我们要看见神回应我们的祷告，我们一定要有信心。
For us to see a response from God to our prayers, we must have faith.
是不是信？是我们刚读的雅各书第五章里面讲到，一个义人的祷告，靠着信心的祷告，是大有功效，是大有能力的。
We saw from James chapter 5 that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful.
这个信心就是摆在神的身上。
We put our faith in God.
这个信心就是摆在神的话语上面。
We put our faith in God's word.
一个看不见神作为的人，是一个不祷告的人。
Someone who can't see God, what God does, is someone who doesn't pray.
因为只要祷告，你就会看见神工作。
Because it's through prayer that you can see God work.
当然，一个祷告的人需要一个义人的话，这个人要属于主耶稣基督。
Well, for a righteous person to pray, this must be someone who's of Jesus Christ.
神听谁的祷告？
Whose prayers does God listen to?
神听他儿女的祷告。
He listens to the prayers of his children.
神听那认识他的人的祷告。
He listens to the prayers of those who know him.
神听那愿意亲近他的人祷告。
He listens to the prayers of those who seek to come to know him better.
神听那尊重他的人祷告。
He listens to the prayers of those who respect him.
神听那些认罪悔改人的祷告。
He listens to the prayers of those who repent.
而当他听祷告回应祷告的时候，弟兄姐妹，生命会得到改变。
And when he hears your prayers and he responds, your life will be changed.
这不是观念而已。
It's not just knowledge.
这不是哲理而已。
It's not logic.
这是一个实在的人的改变。
This is a true factual change.
这是一个我们在实际生活上面可以看到神供应的丰富。
This is something we can see as a part of our lives.
愿我们一起继续的在2023年里面学习怎么样做一个恒切祷告的人。
So I hope in the, for the rest of 2023, we may learn how to be one who is constant in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
主，你赐给我们如此的福分，能够被称为你的儿女。
You give us the privilege of being called your children.
虽然我们的心思意念，我们的身体是这么的堕落，是这么的在你的面前是充满了罪恶。
Even though our lives and our thoughts and our bodies are so weak and so low,
但是你在主耶稣基督里面用你的爱，用你的宝血，用你的生命，你拯救了我们。
But you saved us through the blood and the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你今天赐给我们不但是一个在天国里面能够被称为你的子民的这个福分。
You have given us a place in heaven with you.
你赐给我们这个特权，可以来到你这位创造宇宙万物的真神面前来向你祷告。
You give us the privilege, Lord, of coming before you, the creator of the earth, in prayer.
能够与你交谈。
So that we may talk to you.
不但是将我们心中所思所念的呈现在你面前。
Not just what's in our hearts, Lord.
我们能够听见你对我们说话。
We can also hear your responses to us.
主，你不只是在我们的生活上面，你有丰富的供应。
You don't just provide for us abundantly in our lives.
你更是在我们的心灵深处，在我们的灵魂深处，主，你赐给我们安慰，你赐给我们力量，你赐给我们盼望。
Lord, in our souls and our spirit, you grant us strength, you grant us hope.
你应许我们，我们若亲近你，你必然亲近我们。
You have told us, Lord, and you promised that if we come near to you, you will come near to us.
你应许我们向你祈求的必定得着。
You told us, Lord, that whatever we ask for, you will provide.
你应许我们奉靠主耶稣基督名所求的，我们都必得着。
You have promised, Lord, that what we ask for in Jesus' name, you will provide.
你应许我们，我们若常在耶稣里面，耶稣常在我们里面。
If you promise that if we are in Jesus, He is in us.
主，我们愿意这个教会是属于你的教会。
Lord, we pray that this church belongs to you.
我们愿意属你的教会是成为一个祷告的殿的教会。
We ask, Father, that this church may be one that a church that is rooted in prayer.
让我们看见祷告的力量。
So we may see the power of prayer.
改变我们的生命。
We may change our lives.
改变我们周遭人的生命。
Change the lives of those around us.
改变这个世界上面所有一切沉沦人的生命。
That we may change the lives of those in the world.
因为这是你在爱中所赐的旨意。
Because this is the command that you've given us in love.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.